It's the exact same thing as a 13-inch MacBook Air M2 chip, but it's just got a bigger screen. Everything is the same, except it's got 6 speakers versus the 4 that are in the 13-inch. So there's that. Same ports, same chip, but just a bigger screen. Now, you know, I would be saying, oh, I don't need that. I can't justify buying that. Well, I think I even said yesterday on Twitter to Gary Bearden, I said, I'm not going to buy it. I think that's what I said. I should check on Twitter real quick. Let's see. What did I reply? Oh, I said, I like the new Air, but not going to buy it. Well, guess what I did? I know, Big Fatty's like screaming. He bought it. I actually did. But here's the thing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I should check on Big Fatty's real quick.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4003 of the BFO for Thursday the 8th of June 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Plus, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Yes. Hello, wellness checkers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your wellness checkers, you know, yesterday when I recorded the little show, y'all, I said I was going to have to make a call to the authority to do a wellness check on that Archer. Because, y'all, he hadn't, there was a Tim Apple event, and he had not done a little show. Well, y'all, as soon as I finished recording bouncing and posting the little show, I made the call, and y'all, within minutes, Archer had posted a little show. You heard some excerpts from it there at the beginning, y'all. And y'all, he says, oh, I can't buy that scuba mask, the Tim Apple scuba mask. $3,500. Y'all, he's gonna buy it, and he'll upgrade it to the fastest one around. Y'all, it's just a matter of time. Big Fatty, well, if he's got the money, he's retired on a fixed income, and if that's the way he gets his fix, so be it. Just love the spirity, happy music. Oh, Squeaky Bacon likes it too. It's true. Squeaky Bacon does like it. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we had heavy thunderstorms. The rain came down.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
And y'all, this is becoming a very summer weather occurrence, because y'all, it gets hot. And then the sea breeze comes in, and it causes the sometimes it's the popcorn showers, and sometimes it's the heavy thunderstorms. And y'all, we got a lot of rain. I mean, it was heavy. And y'all, it continued. Well, it would come and go, you know, a few bands would move across, but yo, we had off and on rain until like 2 o'clock in the morning, I think. And so y'all, lovely. It's just lovely. It makes it humid though. Oh, be ready. Never satisfied. But anyway, Y'all, let's see. On Tuesday evening, y'all, the Nip and I went over. Y'all, we went to the Page's Okra Grill for our supper with the girls and Olive. And, y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Y'all had something. Y'all, they changed the menu. Yes, because that usually means they've raised the prices. Yep. And, anyway, I had something that was new on the menu. It was, crab fried rice with, topped with fried shrimp. Scrimps and yum yum sauce on the side, y'all. Yum yum sauce is—I don't find it very yum yum. And it had two little hush puppies, and y'all, one of the gals that was with us, she got the fried chicken dinner, and y'all, it comes with three sides. She says, I can't eat three sides. I says, you order one of those sides to be the fried okra, and I'll help you with it. She says, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I had fried okra, and it was good. When the plate came, it didn't look like a lot of food, but y'all, it was plenty. It was plenty. Anyway, got home. I did my normal evening. Y'all, we were home. We were home before 6 p.m. in the evening. And so, I mean, it was not a prolonged, outing. But y'all, I made it home in time, of course, to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And then y'all switched it over to the wheel. Y'all, it's college week over there. And then after that, it was the Jeopardy. Y'all, then of course, I've mentioned that there's just nothing new that Big Fatty's recording. So y'all, I had recorded from a while back the Carol Burnett 90th birthday special, and y'all, it was a 2-hour special, and y'all, it was really, really well done and very nice, and they had all kinds of different folks on there, and you know, they talked about her work, and you know, she narrated part of it and everything, and you know, most of the folks that were on that show were dead. They're just dead as they can be. Big Fatty, the Archer just closed a ring. What did he close? He closed all three of his rings. Well, how about that? And watch that. And y'all, one of the numbers that they did, it was that Darren Criss, you know, he was a homosexual on Glee, he's gone on to do other things and all, and y'all, he and some other, that Sutton Foster from Broadway, they sang, I don't remember what they sang, but they sang it, and it was good, and then at the very end, he started to clap, and y'all, he had these purple fingernails, you know, that's what the kids are doing now, they're painting the fingernails purple. And so anyway, when that was over, I was ready for bed, and you know, you could hear the pitter-pat of the rain. And so I crawled in the chamber, y'all, Siri is talking to me, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, so. Anyway, Siri, go away. I know you don't have... No! Y'all, I'm talking to the computer. Y'all, it's crazy. It's just crazy. The computer wants to talk to me. And y'all, it's just like that Tim Apple scuba mask. Y'all, it's just they're gonna end up putting you in a helmet or something, or I don't know what they're gonna do, but I'm not gonna be around for it. And Big Fatty, you sounding like a crazy old person. Well, according to the boys at Enormous, you're not supposed to say old. Oh, Big Fatty, that's because they're old. That was it. Slept like a baby, got up on hump day morning, did my normal routine, had the brofkas, more of that good sourdough toast. I got one more piece. And then had my coffee, did all my puzzles. Y'all, the Wordle got me. The Wordle got me. I think the Wordle got quite a few people. It got the Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish. Oh, he's one of the quiet ones. You got to watch them. And got the Laughing Buddha, and who knows? But y'all, it was a word that Wordle shouldn't have been using. Anyway, y'all, the NIP, y'all, there was a, it's a homosexual week, in, at the Circle, and the NIP went out with, one of his, new friends, and, it was like speed dating, except it was speed friending or something like that. Now, y'all, this does not fit into the NIP's, wheelhouse, but, y'all, they ended up going up. I don't know that they did that activity, but they ended up going out and evidently drinking entirely too much. I hadn't seen him all day today. Did not go on the Nipple Walk and did not go to Von's East. But I finished all of that and watched The Price is Right. And when that was over, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, we got Ruby Red washed also. Y'all, by the way, it was just notified it's going to be sprinkling here soon. Y'all, now I'm heading out of town later today with Granny going over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. So y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot, mainly just things that were on sale. Y'all, I needed some Comet. You know, Comet, it makes your house smell clean. Look clean. Comet, it smells like gasoline. So buy some Comet and vomit today. I don't know how that goes, but I got a can of Comet. Y'all, they had the good Vanity Fair entertaining napkins, paper napkins on sale. Got a thing of those. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the Von's East Crunchy Peanut Butter on sale, plus there was a coupon. Y'all, I picked up, they had the frozen fruit, so I picked up pineapple chunks, I'm gonna put that in the fruit that I cut up the other day. They had the good bag solids, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Cheerios! Oh, yes, Big Betty, everybody's vomiting them up right now! They were buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the, you know, I mentioned before the jellied orange slices. I think last time I got fruit slices. Well, these are just the orange slices. They were on sale. And so I got a thing of those. Y'all, they had the Olive Garden croutons on sale. Got one of those. They had all the spices from the Spice Island. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up some garlic powder. Y'all, they had the good buffalo chicken dip on sale. Got that. And y'all, they had the good street cone dip on sale. No, it wasn't on sale. I had a coupon for that. And y'all, they had sausage patties. I had a coupon for that. So y'all, I spent $42.56, but I saved $25.42. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I also got some ice cream in there, too. Where was that? Is the lactose free? Oh yes, Big Betty, chocolate flavored. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I came home and put my provisions away, and then I got me a. I didn't even take my shirt before I went to the Von's East, so I did that once I got home, and I laid down for a little nip a nap, and y'all, then I said, Big Freddy, you gotta get up, and, cause y'all, I am, just to be, clairvoyant, not clairvoyant, to be transparent, I'm pre-recording, Tamari's little show, y'all, it's gonna, oh, Big Freddy, I don't know what the computer's talking to you again, it's true, I'm going to catch up on some voice letters. Y'all, voice letters been coming in. They've been coming in. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, I got a card. I got a card in the, Big Fatty, the Grin Doctor's going off. It is. Y'all got a card from Holly and KC, and y'all, we're just going to open it up now and see what we got here. All right. Oh, Big Fatty, did the skull seal it? No, it's not taped up. It was just, it's one of those small flaps. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, oh, Big Freddy, y'all, it's a picture. It's a picture of a Big Freddy, of a gentleman who is ready for the special chair, it looks like. And Big Freddy looks like he's not going, once he sits on it, not going to be able to get up from it either. It's true. And, y'all, we're just going to open it up, and it says, congratulations, you've pushed out 4,000, Big Freddy. That's an enormous accomplishment. It deserves a major award, which is depicted on the cover of this card and is hopefully coming soon. Spelled C-O-M-I-N-G. Love, Casey and Harley. P.S., could you push out another 1,000, please? Big Freddy, they're the only ones that ever say that. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, I'll put a picture of the card up on the BFO at noon tomorrow, and you can have a look at what it says or what it looks like. Yes, Big Freddy, quit touching yourself. And, y'all, Granny and I are heading over to the, for the, inappropriate, cement pond party. They got 5 Pwn Stars, I think that's right, and a couple of them have been there before, but always nice to have fresh meat, Big Freddy, as long as it's not soiled. Y'all, speaking of soiling, I get home from, the Nip and I get home from supper with Olive, and I get a textimonium. Y'all, I don't save my textimoniums, but it's, texted me to announce that he had soiled himself. Big Freddy, there's, well, you know, it only gets worse. Well, you know, he got railed the, oh dear Gussie, y'all, I think he's, using, Preparation H like lube, but, anyway, it's just kind of a goopy back there. Big Freddy, vulgar, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Like I say, tomorrow I will be catching up on some voice letters. I hope that, and y'all got a real special voice letter tomorrow. It'll be something to behold. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Archer. He was all excited after that Tim Apple show. And, Archer, what did you think when I sent the, wellness check to, come see ya?
Well, I should check on Big Fatty's real quick.
Oh, Big Fatty, sounds like he didn't give a shit. Well, he didn't bother checking on you, but glad you did.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.